Hello and welcome to our trailer episode for Cyberst. We are a podcast all about science, popular culture, and entertainment.
Hell yeah, we are.
I'm Ella. This is my very, very good friend.
I'm Isabel. Hi. So this is our trailer episode and we wanted to spend a little bit of time explaining who we are.
How we got here.
Well, yes. What we're doing with this podcast and why we're doing it.
Yeah. So we just wanted to like spend a bit of time introducing ourselves and the idea to you, our listeners, but not in an episode. Just kind of like this exactly. Extra cool bonus features edition with a special features and a DVD, but podcast edition.
Yeah. So we're going to start with explaining a little bit about ourselves and what we studied at uni. So I studied a Bachelor of Advanced Science with a major in science communication.
Whoa, what's science communication? Just kidding. That's actually a very philosophical question. We're not going to get into today.
Yeah. And I with a minor in chemistry.
So cool.
And what did you study, Ella?
So I just finished a double degree in arts and science.
Hell yeah, she did.
I love being broad. So I did majors in science communication, biological anthropology, digital humanities, and English literature.
So basically Ella can't decide what she wanted to do, so studied everything.
Well, yeah, and if I could study more, I would.
Absolutely.
Wait, you forgot about your honours.
Oh my God, yeah.
Last year, Isabel did a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, my honours was also in science communication.
The best subject ever.
It really is.
It really is.
And I looked at how science is communicated in science fiction novels written by Aboriginal Australians.
So cool.
Right? Which I focused on the animism aspect.
What's that?
It's basically the belief that everything is alive and animate, so not just humans.
Amazing.
So also rocks, animals, plants, machines even.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I looked at that aspect of the novels and how science was being communicated through that.
It was a really, I went to your final presentation and it was so cool.
Oh, thanks. Ella is also completing her honours this year.
I'm also currently completing my honours. I am doing it part-time over 2 years, so I feel like on this podcast you'll hear a lot about it as I go.
Yeah.
Already since we've recorded our first two episodes prior to this, my subject has changed. So yes. Stick around to find out. Currently, I'm thinking of looking at audiences in science communication and how we understand them. Which is really cool.
Cool. I'm excited to hear more and
I'm excited to do the research. I'm excited to see if it changes again.
For sure. And so we're based at the Australian National University.
We are. This is in Canberra, which if you're not from Australia, or maybe if you are from Australia, you still may not know it's the capital of Australia,
which is
super fun fact, super cool bit of bar trivia. If you live in Germany, maybe they'll pull that one out. So I'm not from Canberra originally. I grew up in Victoria, so still in Australia, not Victoria, Canada, just for clarification. And I chose ANU to come to study, which has been really awesome for science communication. I really love it. Isabel, have you been in Canberra for a little while?
I've been in Canberra for a long time, but I'm also technically not from here.
Where are you from?
So I was born in Sydney and we moved here when I was like early primary school. So I've been here most of my life.
So you've done, I think this is my fifth year of living in Canberra.
Right.
And you've been here like 15 years?
It must be something like that.
Probably about triple the amount of time.
Yeah.
For me.
And I stayed in Canberra because ANU offered science communication.
So listeners, you can kind of hear what we have in common already.
And so I'm still associated with ANU.
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm currently a research assistant.
Yeah, you are.
At the ANU School of Cybernetics.
It's so cool.
Which is this cool new school about technology and humans and the environment.
Every time I hear about your work, it just sounds like better and better.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoy hearing about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. I'm still a student here, unlike Isabel. I'm not fully staff yet, but that's fine. Just doing my little honors. I also am on the executive of the ANU Solar Racing Team.
Hell yeah.
Where we build and race our own solar car 3,000 kilometres from Darwin to Adelaide every 2 years.
That's so cool. I also love hearing about that.
Isabel's also who got me into solar racing in the first place.
Another fun fact.
Twin flames.
Before Ella thought it was about
space. I thought it was like a space team. Something about solar or solar system. I couldn't remember when Isabel told me. But 3 and a bit years later, here I am, almost in charge of the project. Not quite.
Everybody, she did the interview thinking it was about space.
And I got in.
Still got in. I mean, of course you did though.
Best decision of my life. Thank you for introducing that to me.
So that's a bit about us.
What else did you introduce me to?
This podcast.
Ah, you got it. That was a really bad segue.
So why are we doing this podcast idea?
You tell me. Well, you're the one who came up with the idea.
I am the one who came up with the idea. First of all, it's fun.
It's so fun. As you can tell by
we're already having so much fun, like just recording this trailer episode.
Yeah.
But the area of science communication I specialized in was popular culture and the meaning making of science. And so that makes you think most people aren't scientists. So how are they engaging with science? Through entertainment.
Yeah.
Or pop culture.
So it's super relevant, super important.
Super relevant. And scientific too.
And scientific.
Yeah.
Satisfying. Tasty. I love my science and entertainment. Tasty, tasty treat.
So I came up with the idea, convinced Ella to do it. And then Ella was like...
I was like, Isabel, I see where you're coming from. I too have thought about doing a podcast. I'm in, but only if our first episode can be about Pokemon. And Isabel agreed?
Beginning I was like, what?
Because I'm a Pokemon fan. I love Pokemon. Isabel's experience with Pokemon.
Is Pokemon Go like 5 times?
So like a little bit more minimal than mine.
But I'm very aware of it and...
Yeah, but I was like, Isabel, did you know that Pokemon is the highest grossing media franchise of all time?
Isn't that wild?
And I pulled out this infographic and I showed you.
Because I didn't believe you when you said it.
And you shouldn't have. Like, I didn't believe it when I first heard. And I love the franchise. But we started talking about it and we got into kind of like more interesting ideas. And the more we dived, the more there was to talk about. And then all of a sudden, we had a podcast idea. Episode 1.
Yeah.
So sick.
And the more both of us, the more we researched it and learned about it, the more we were like, actually, this is a perfect one to start off with.
It is. Because it's so far reaching and there's so much to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one that it's almost everything pop culture, right?
Like in terms of media.
Yeah. Because it started as a video game, but now it's also a TV show. You've got movies, music, card games, merchandise, everything.
Educational online programs.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to hearing about that in the podcast. Oh, absolutely. It was wild. There was genuinely so much to talk about that we had to split the episode up into like 3 different segments so that we didn't go for like 3 billion hours in our first episode.
And we cut out a lot too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I hope everyone enjoys our first episode when it's out.
I hope so.
Probably after this trailer, but not maybe at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Woo. You guys will probably know more than us by the time we release this.
Yeah. So. We're still in the editing stage of our first 2 episodes. The editing stage, we've decided who's going to edit which episode, and that's where we're at. So it's really new for us, but it's so exciting. And it kind of makes me think of when we first became really close friends, which I think is a fun story and like a really relevant one to share with you, our beautiful podcast audience. So Isabel, do you want to talk a bit about how we met in first year? Since you remember it more than me.
Well, so we first met in ScomWob 001, which is the very first science communication course you have to take at ANU. And I think it was in one of the early tutorials and we probably interacted a few times.
Which I remember none of, and I feel so bad about now because we're such good friends.
It I mean, it's fine.
I don't think it's fine.
And I think we might have had a few conversations and did a little bit of giving feedback on each other's work, because that's something you do
in class,
science communication.
You read a piece that I wrote about bugs, apparently.
Yeah.
Top 10 facts about bugs.
Yes. I can't even remember it was about bugs, but and I'm not sure what you read of mine.
I have no idea.
Who knows? Yeah. But then we also met in a biology
in class. First year bio, yeah. We were like not lab partners, but we were like bench partners.
Yeah.
So like when you do all the experiments with your lab partner, then you share your results with everyone else on your bench, so you can have
we were more, opposite each other.
Yeah, that's more data, more replicable information to draw from.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the first memory that I can associate it being with you.
That's when Ella remembers us becoming friends. So
I genuinely was like, oh, this person is really cool. Didn't make any connections that you're the same person in my science communication class.
So we actually had a lot in common from
the get-go.
From the get-go. It's just we weren't in, like, we didn't have as much opportunity to spend much time together until second year when we ended up in the same project in a media course, science in the media.
No, science and popular fiction.
That was afterwards.
Oh, that was after. Science and the media were in the same group.
Yeah.
And we did, like media. But that's less important. Science. Less important. Science and popular culture.
Yeah.
Which is entirely related to this podcast. So cool. It was like this 1 week winter course we took together.
It was so good.
We genuinely was there with us and our mutual friend. Mutual by that point. Mm. And I convinced us that we should do our group presentation on Pokemon. Can you believe I pulled this twice on Isabel and she's agreed both times?
That's because I'm a great friend.
Isabel is a great friend, and I'm one that's slightly obsessed with Pokemon, but also also X-Men first class. We had to do like individual orals as well in this class. And I was freshly obsessed with X-Men first class at the time. And I did such a passionate oral that our teacher then referred to me as like the X-Men girl for like over a year afterwards, which was so funny.
By the way, our teacher was Brad Tucker, who's an astrophysicist. If you're in Australia, you might know.
He's on ABC all the time. Yeah. He's really cool.
He's cool. Yeah.
He knew me. I don't know if he still knows me as the X-Men first class obsessed girl.
I love that.
That's a super fun thing to come out of that class. But yeah, we became kind of like super tight after that.
Yeah. So Pokemon was kind of
what brought us together.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. And I guess when we were putting together this podcast and ideas, we were like, you know, this idea of science and popular fiction was already kind of like at the beginnings of our friendship. And we just wanted to explore kind of like more ideas and more ways we can tie pieces of fiction and like science together.
Mm-hmm. And be able to talk about it with more people as well, right?
Yeah, and like get more people involved and hear from them as well. And then we were kind of like talking about like sections for the podcast and what we should do, because we didn't want it to just be like us talking about ideas and then being like, all right, end of podcast, bye, go home. And we're talking about sections. And I was like, wouldn't it be so fun if at the end of every podcast and we like spoke about this really complex or nuanced idea, I was like, how can I make it relate to X-Men first class? And just keep on that stereotype or that assumption of me just being obsessed with it. And I find it genuinely so much fun. And it worked maybe too well. In our first episode, you'll hear I go on for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun, so I hope you had fun listening to it.
I mean, I enjoyed listening to your passions about X-Men. So that's what Ella decided to do.
Yeah, and I was like, Isabel, come join me. Come do something really fun at the end. And we can each have like our individual sections.
So mine is a little more academic.
It's a lot less chaotic. I am the chaotic friend out of the two of us, I would say.
I think our individual sections match our personalities
maybe too well.
So what I'm doing is bringing up some sort of theory or idea that's not related to science communication but tied in with some of the things we talked about
that do relate to science communication.
So
it's kind of like an extension of what we were talking about but like with a totally different frame.
Yeah,
or like a totally different
it's
idea
like a
or
different way
of
thinking about
yeah,
everything we've discussed in the episode.
And it's so fun. It's almost like a refresher, but like at the end. Yeah. It's almost like you've listened to like, you've had like a lovely podcast meal and then like this is like the after dinner mint.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly. And then we also decided to start off all our episodes with some recommendations.
Yeah, which just made so much sense to us because, yeah, and you'll hear this in our, the second episode, we just give recommendations during the episodes themselves, which is cheating a little bit, but we thought it was such a fun way to start and say like what we've been consuming in terms of like media recently or something that we, yeah, highly rate or what's going on in the current world to kind of like,
yeah,
tie our podcast a little bit more thoroughly to where we are in space-time, mm-hmm, or space and time, depending on which one fits best in your head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our multiverse episode, we just went off with recommendations. The amount of movies, TV shows, games.
So multiverse was our second episode.
Which we just finished recording.
Which we just finished recording.
Like 20 minutes ago.
And so in that one, we covered things like the history of multiverse and how we have been thinking about it. Modern examples like Everything Everywhere All at Once,
such
which
a good film
we saw recently and loved.
Yeah.
Why multiverse is so big.
And that's kind of where it started from, that idea. Like, why is it hot right now? Yeah. It's really, really relevant.
Exactly. And then also we've got like the sprinkles of science throughout there too. It's not just us going off about.
Yeah, we do kind of want to give it films like a little bit of something for you to chew on, like a little, yeah, bit of groundings in science or theory, a little bit of academic rigor, not too much, not make it not fun.
Yeah,
we're science, exactly, communicators, okay? We're going to keep it accessible for you and fun, hopefully.
Yeah.
And like at the end of all of our episodes as well, we want everyone to be able to access and like further explore ideas or readings that we've done, and maybe people have their own opinions or interpretations,
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
So always in our podcast, you'll find a whole plethora of links to go exploring on.
Cat. Yes.
On your own, expanding the world of our podcast.
Yes.
For those interested, and we hope you are interested because we are.
Oh yeah.
We love it.
And we've got so much more to come.
Yeah, so many ideas.
Like solar punk.
Solar punk. One of the
we promise we're gonna have an episode on that.
Yeah, it is maybe something we're most excited for. We wanted to save it till we were good enough at podcasts.
Yes.
That it was gonna be a killer episode.
Yeah. And our episodes are not just sci-fi either.
Yeah.
We're gonna be covering anything that's science and pop culture related.
Not just movies, or
exactly.
Games or music or, mm-hmm, kind of anything we can make even a tenuous connection or a little link between, we're going to do our utmost to make it fun and cool and scientific and entertaining for you, which, yes, we're super excited about. It's such, yeah, a fun challenge.
Yeah, it is. I'm so excited.
And I hope you're excited too, listeners. We're gonna see you really soon. We're going to see you so soon, in fact, that maybe we have released episode one and you can go listen to it right now.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the first scientists, and scientists from the longest continuous culture on Earth. Cyverse would like to acknowledge the lands on which we record, Ngunnawal and Ngambri country. We'd also like to pay our respects to traditional elders, past, present, emerging, and future.
Thank you to ANU CPAS for their support and access to their podcast studio.